how that couples to ecosystems is if we take then a higher temperature and maybe drier conditions by 2017, then the higher temperature and drier conditions will change the cloud stripping mechanism on the mountains around here. So as we take moist air and push it up a slope, then we end up with a the condensation point changes. We start losing our clouds, we get condensation, and that ensures then there's a lot of water being stripped in the upland forests of the tablelands. There are a number of species then that are quite reliant on the fact that they've got moist environments, and so Dave Hilbert from CSO and Steve Williams have been looking at these effects. Here you can see the decline in rainfall then is going to change habitat distribution quite significantly. Now, I don't know, do I have a build on there? That's today in terms of the habitat that's suitable for things like, you know, weird lemuroid possums, strange little fish that live in upland creeks and stuff like that. By 2070, those green blobs have dropped down to that. And that immediately will change the width of the little corridors that people can get from one part to the other in, okay, if you're a little frog hopping along, and stuff like that. There's going to be massive species extinctions in these upland forests, potentially by 2070, so it's not that far away. For the Great Barrier Reef, though, things are substantially worse. Coral bleaching, then, is now something that is understood to be a result of various stresses occurring on the reef, and in particular, temperature is a major stressor. So by 2020, the temperature of the Great Barrier Reef then will frequently be hitting 32 degrees, which is the point where coral bleaching events occur. Now, a bleaching event is not a big deal for a reef. We've seen lots of cases where reefs have been heavily bleached and then come back again a decade later and that reef has, you know, done a recovery. But if you bleach it one year and then bleach it the next year and then bleach it the next year, that reef is not going to recover. And so that is really the scenario for the reef at the moment. And you can see here some data. At the moment, then, plotting the sea surface temperature. And you can see there's been a steady increase here, which is basically plotting that increase in the carbon dioxide pretty well. We're looking then at a threshold temperature. And that threshold temperature should be then crossed by about 2020. Then after that, it's just perpetual bleaching year after year. And the prediction from that will be we'll have a great big reserve of calcium carbonate sitting off the coast, which we can mine and turn into cement and stuff like that and really stuff the planet up. The sea level as well will change the scenario. The increase in sea level then will actually alter where exactly the reef would occur, okay, because remember these things operate at a certain position. In terms of our continental reef, so that position is likely to change as well. So the situation for the Great Barrier Reef is looking pretty dismal, you have to say, about 50 years out. And in terms of species here, Steve Williams down in Townsville runs a group that looks at climate change effects on biodiversity. One of their main focuses is trying to figure out which of these green spots here may be pivotal, maybe an area where lots of biodiversity may hang in, and in which case maximal effort will be put in to try and ensure that these regions are kept as pristine as possible. So he's got a lot of postdocs and things working on that.